Gary Brighton, and this is the Brighton Brim Review. I'm Mark Doherty, and on tonight's show we have return guests and firm favourites, the Vaudevillains! Yeah! But before that, we are gonna play an absolute tune. If you haven't heard it, get like clockwork. It's the new Queens of Stone Age record, and it's fucking awesome! It is, and we've all agreed this should be the opening track, so this is If I Had a Tail on the Brighton Brim Review on Radio Free Brighton. Michael Hitch.
Washed
Ouch! If I had a tail, Queens of the Stone Age! A monster tune. One which we delighted your neighbours in providing the other night.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. For those of you Brighton Bin reviewers who don't know, I was partying with the Vaude Villains the other night. And it was, as you say, sick blood. But yeah, something funny happened when I left. What happened? What was the invasion tactics?
No, it was Denny and Aaron decided to invade our next door neighbour's house.
I stole their oven utensils.
He stole their oven mitt out of their house.
How'd that go?
Actually, it was alright. No, because they're basically just sitting down playing cards being faggots, but there's like a few of them who was like proper up with it, and I was just like, hells yeah, I was vibing with them, but then they kicked me out, but they didn't kick Aaron out because I think he was getting one of the dudes. It's quite funny.
Aaron Ritchie.
And then he jumps over the fence and he completely fails to jump over the fence.
They failed so hard.
Amazing.
They failed so hard. It was so funny.
Amazing. So yeah, for those of you who don't know, Vaude Villains are not just party animals. They are definitely that.
We like to eat food and drink.
But they are also an excellent hip hop outfit. So yeah, don't worry about it. I'll play you for a week. But tell me and the people who don't know a little bit about you guys and a little bit about your sound. Josh Truscott, I'm gonna hunt it for you because I know you don't want to talk. All the rest of our mouthy gits.
Oh god.
Right. Denny, tell us.
Basically, we're like an amalgamation of the funkiness of funk music melting itself with alternative rock, but with pop formula so it's accessible to mainstream radio listeners. But at the same time, spoken verse rap, so it's essentially what we like to call Alternative funky mellow hop.
Oh my god, right, stop. So you sound good is what I'm taking away from this. And yeah, you've been really bit. When was the last time you were on the show, guys?
A long time.
A while. I've never been on the show. You've
first
never been on. This is Truscott's first time.
Jesse,
were you on that?
No, Truscott was before.
Right,
this is the
first. Let's previously explain. Vaude Villains were in a different incarnation. It was, as I recall, it was Harley, Cameron, Mikey and Alex. And
That was it.
It was just four piece. But now it's different four piece.
Five piece.
Well, it's five piece. Yeah, Mikey isn't here, the inconsiderate bastard.
Mikey's an enigma.
Is he ill again?
No, he's old man had another fool.
His granddad mysteriously falls like once a week.
Every time we have a practice, his granddad has a fool.
Yeah. So, mate, I'm up to hospital, mate. He's only gone and fallen over again, mate.
He's off, just
not like slapstick comedy.
Anyway, so who have we got? Let's just all introduce yourselves. Go around, say your name and what you do.
I am Harley and I rap and sing.
Joshua, I play bass.
And what?
Sing!
On occasion.
Yeah, alright.
I'm forced to.
Alright.
Chorus singer.
Jack, and the guitar and sing.
I'm Alex, I play guitar.
And I'm Mikey, I'm not here.
Yeah, is that Mikey summed up?
Yeah.
No,
he's the beat lamb.
That's
what we should call Mikey.
Yeah, no, he's a sick drummer, in fairness, but he's not here. But if he was here, he wouldn't fit in this room.
No.
Right, we are going to play Lodge River, Out of the Darkness, and then we're going to be back with Vaude Villains to hear more about your brand new EP, which is available now. This is the Brighton Bin Review on Radio Free Brighton.
For miles up here, and the firefighters are drawing near in their cherry pickup, and I try to act sincere. When I say I'm gonna jump,
we are back with the wonderful Vaudevillains. How are you doing, guys? You settling
yeah.
okay?
Feeling sexy.
What have you guys been doing in the summer sun? Because you've got a kind of summery sound to you sometimes, so what have you been doing?
Big man, Louis Andrews' birthday.
Yes!
Happy birthday to Louis Andrews!
Happy birthday, Louis! What have you guys been up to for that?
Well, we had a lovely party, which you attended to.
I did indeed.
Because I'm a lovely Disney... Well, I say we...
Izzy and Alex got a nice Disney princess cake.
It was lovely.
It was delicious.
He's had such a great time. He's a 20-year-old beautiful bearded male.
And is he single?
He's single, ladies.
So if you're on Facebook right now, just Facebook Louis Andrew.
I have my two first names.
Yeah. And
he recently conquered a 28-year-old, so
you know what he's doing.
You know you're having a good time. He's had a 28-year-old, man. That's fucking awesome.
And he's not been tested.
That's nearly fucking 30.
She could be pregnant.
Never mind. All right. So yeah, Vaudevillains. What the hell are you all about? You've been away for ages. What you been doing?
We've been cooking up bear
furiously things. Masturbating.
No, we've been cooking up well interesting stuff. We've got a debut EP.
Yep, we're here in full very soon.
Yeah, so that's our we're hitting London and Brighton big time now. We're starting to get like
fantastic.
We're learning lessons.
Where you played gigs at?
Fucking Fish, we had a really good gig.
Yeah, down here.
Shout
like they're gonna start.
Down,
yeah, they're
actually
start
really
nice
fun.
In Brighton. Like they definitely go. They've got it right. Like
where's that at? Sorry,
it's just up from Audio.
It's actually a well cool little
Funky
venue.
Fish
man.
Club, yeah.
Funky
People
Fish.
It's in a hotel.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's really really sick. Like definitely hit that up. But yeah, we're playing. No, we're playing the Hope on the 13th. June, so people should come
13th of June,
yeah,
it's less than
show.
2 weeks away. Everyone's
yeah.
got to get themselves down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Josh and Jack, you
yeah.
have joined the band, and how are you finding it? What have you brought that's new to the table?
Do you want
the
first?
Oh, right.
Ladies first.
One time.
I like to think that I add an element of, I don't know, mystery.
Melodicness.
Yeah. The melodic
he is
riffs.
The only one with a beard. I know this is radio, but a full on beard.
Mate, I need to.
Post rock beard.
As soon as I can fill it out, man, you know I'll be rocking again.
They're all going to copy me with my beard idea. That is what I bring to the table.
No,
is,
yeah,
you got a beard? Sure, Scott?
I had a beard.
No longer.
He has the ability to shave. So, yeah, that's good.
Crazy
what
bass
is,
lines, I think.
He brings funky as hell bass lines, and you're going to definitely hear some more of that with the new stuff we're bringing out. And Jack's definitely got that melodic guitar line up. That, like, we were lacking, I don't know, we were quite weak. We needed another
skill
power.
On the musical front. So they came in and saved my ass.
Yeah, they back us up really well, and like, it's right where
it's not back
up,
is this? Oh, yeah. Basically, it's like, just like the sonic fusion of all of our souls together, and because we're such because we're really good friends, like that's the most important, like that's the foundation of like our team really,
like we've all come together, like we before we were like people playing in a band together, but now it's kind of like
we're friends who
make
music.
We make music together, which is
and
really
watch
cool.
Midget
fantastic
Fool soundtrack by Lord of the Rings. That was fucked up.
Inside voices.
Instead of that, how about we listen to your EP? We'll listen to two tracks, and we'll be back, chat about it, and listen to two more tracks.
Sounds incredible.
That's good. So, are we all right to start with this? Is this in order?
Let's put This Is Life on
that. Yeah, that's our set list up on SoundCloud.
Excellent. So we're gonna hear "Am I As Alive As You Are?" and.
The first song is This Is Life, and the second song is Wasting My Own Time.
Yeah. Fantastic. Alright, so this is the Vaudevillains on the Bread and Bim Review. So,
the whole thing in one?
Yeah, it's the whole set list.
That's a great idea. Technical difficulty!
Mm-hmm. your mouth. Then my life died down with a smile on my face. When I lie my head down in a final resting place, disappear in my spaceship in the stratosphere. See everything I can, get the fuck out of here. Don't care if you remember my name. I'll disappear and reappear with something greater than you're ever gonna hear. So stop living life as means to an end. Then we never ever have to live a life and pretend. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. We're all in the same fucking boat, my friend. They say this is life, I got so much to give. They say this is life, I got so much to give. They say this is life, I got so much to give. They say this is my life.
Well, bring that fucking beat back.
Cause I never sleep, I barely even eat. Living for the beat, and I'm evolving like a squirrel. One turtle to a blast voice, and my speakers blast mad noise. I drown out the mundane brains of my surroundings. Give me six nickel round strings, kick bass there and a hi-hat. Enough for the chit-chat, rat-a-tap bars to the mic. Then I spit that, kick back to the time when I had no money, no life. Everything was strife and no rhyme, so I dedicated my days and my night times to these rhymes. Make sure I'm the dopest MC that you're ever gonna see in a motherfucking lifetime. Around me nearly every night. Sun rises up and passes me by, and days turn to nights in the blink of a
who, what, why?
Sitting staring out of windows questioning why. I'm lonely walking down a path, assures that I die. Pick up the pen and I'm beginning to write, and it gives me the way to start enjoying my life. So captain please, most days we've got so far to travel in. This far defense of the universe to see my face. Before my body turns away, so soul escapes and is replaced. I'll transform to up the place, you know my race, you have my age. So I've come to fucking save ya. Second coming of this motherfucking savior. What's my name? I'll drop your jaw to the floor. They say this is life, I got so much to give. They say this is life, I got so much to give. Meant to be together forever, ah, yeah, we'll see. He wouldn't do that, he's such a nice guy. Yeah, well, recently I've sat back, question why. Are you tier two? My own stereotype. I must be too good to be true, don't believe the hype. If he's saying for marriage, then it ain't for me. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And then they're fucking your best friend. Yeah, it's E-I-V-O-R-C-E. Yeah, I'm wasting my own time. I'm a wasting my own time. I'm a wasting my own time.
I'm wasting my own time.
firmly swear that she's up to no good. Take her back to your place, a shameful look on her face, a mischief, man, it's disgrace. So now we're out at a club, and in the corner of my eye, she's all over some other guy. I'm about to lose my mind. Heart drops to the floor and angry feelings aside. My mates say, just leave it. But I can't, cause I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm about to see. This my girl, she's gonna cheat on me. Shall I waste in my own time? Shall I waste in my own time? Shall I waste in my own time?
Alright, that's the first two tracks off the EP, Am I As Live As You Are, from the fantastic Vaudevillains, who join us now!
What up?
How's it feel, guys? You've had your first two songs played on the Brighton Mirror Review.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
My dick is so hard right now.
You're a crude man. A crude man in a lovely hat.
My mama loves me.
Shout out to Danny's mum, by the way.
Yeah, she
who's that in her?
Who's that in her? She makes the most, like, she just brings love to Planet Earth, man.
Also, a shout out to Izzy, the and Alex, I guess, who's listening.
Oh,
Izzy
yeah.
texts me, but I guess Alex is there
Bye.
Too. Provider
Bye.
Of the Disney Princess cake.
Bye.
Which made Lewis Andrew's birthday so special.
It was.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about this EP, because that is, after all, why you're here, despite the fact you are lovely chaps.
Banker.
So
he's
hanging out.
No, yeah, it's a radio show. But yeah. So this EP. So what drove it? What was the inspiration? What's the message you're trying to give?
Life, love, experience.
Yeah, man.
Say that a little bit louder so that the people.
Life, love, experience.
There we
yeah,
go.
Man,
woo!
Man.
That's just got the bass player reaching out. To
fucking you through the back.
So life, love, experience. Exactly. Whose experience? Who's the main songwriter? What happens when you guys think of a song together?
Lyrically, it's kind of you. Yeah.
We all kind of are
Who?
Together though.
We're
like,
on the radio. You pointed. That's not useful.
Harley.
Like, to be fair, like. To begin with, like before we had these guys, it was me and Danny doing it. Like most, like we'd come up with the certain bits and then I'd go lyrical content wise. But now we've got everyone together. Like
we're all sort of co-conspirators
yeah.
in the grander scheme of like creating like music sound fuckery.
But yeah, obviously, like some of the themes come from me and stuff, but a lot of it's from everyone. I kind of take it from.
I think the next song that like will go on the EP, the track three, goes to me is like the best example for our songwriting, because Harley had a dream. Unlike Martin Luther, this was a different kind of dream. This is a bit more like, you know, kind of introverted, kind of nostalgic kind of dream. He told me about it. And like as an example, I think this is the best like way to explain it. Like I come up with a guitar line, and then you know Josh had this kind of like the atmosphere for the song that he brought, and then Chesney and like Mike came in, and it was just like it's like it honestly is like a massive
really
song.
Pretty much
yeah.
one like hour practice in
yeah.
my bedroom.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And it literally just comes from a fountain of
lyrics.
Yeah,
it was kind of bored. It was really fucking cool.
It's really
yeah.
organic.
Alex came to me and I was like, "You need to keep." Do you remember I told you about that dream last night? He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "That is exactly what I want."
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Can you tell us a little bit about the dream?
Yeah, like it was so surreal. Like I was in like a white plane, and all the people who I've known before, like members of my family that passed away and stuff, were just coming to have chats with me. Like we were sitting at like a table together, and it was really nice and wholesome.
Yeah,
and like just asking me how I'm getting on with things, and like friends that
maybe I'd lost along the way. Like, they're all coming, and we were just having chats. But then it was so surreal, but also kind of sad, because I was almost like, I've got to leave now.
Yeah,
it was lovely to recatch with you.
Very nostalgic.
Oh yeah. So it's kind of sweet, but kind of bittersweet at the same time.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where that was born. It was really lovely.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. So what's the song called?
Ghost of Me.
And this is, well, I'm just going to play the whole second half of your EP. So it's the next two songs.
Sounds
free
delightful.
Free songs.
Oh, you got
free songs. Yeah.
Sorry, there's a C-all section. I forgot that. I'm going to play two more, and then we'll be back with the lovely Bob. So we're going to hear Ghost of Me and White Room, which we know and love. That's a Brighton memory of your favourite. I've already
done that. Bring back a bit. That's old school.
All right. So this is Ghost of Me and White Room on the Brighton Bin Review on RadioFreeBrighton.org.uk.
will I fall asleep? And in my dreams, it's full of those I'll never see. And I realise, so dauntingly, these people, they are the ghosts of me.
Ghosts of Me and White Room, of course, off the fantastic Vaudevillains EP, Am I As Alive As You Are? So, where does that title come from, Am I As Alive As You Are?
Well, Denny.
The philosophy behind it, where does it come from?
Me and Denny were like...
stranded.
On the way back from London, after seeing Kendrick Lamar.
Such a good gig, by the way. If you haven't listened to Kendrick Lamar, like, where the fuck have you been living? Listen to him now.
That's Kendrick Lamar, for everyone who doesn't speak 1,000 miles an hour.
Best rapper in it, businessman at the moment, man, Kendrick.
So we were stranded because we missed, like, a various amount of last trains / buses, and we were stuck in three bridges, I think.
Yeah,
it was awful. And we, so
by the way, there is a guy practicing death metal in the other room. Sorry about him.
He's so off-putting.
He's very good, though.
Yeah,
respect
he's sick,
to him.
To be fair.
Yeah.
He's
he has control over his tempo and his instrument.
He's very good.
Very
anyway,
good.
So you were
so
stranded.
We were stranded, and we were like, yo, what are we going to call this EP?
Yeah.
Because we have no idea what to call it. And it was like, I feel really alive when I, you know, when I play the music, and I was like, well, I'll take the piss out of it.
Yeah.
And am I as alive as you are? And he was like, why don't we do that? And I was like, what? So that's a question. And if you read it backwards,
see what happens.
Are you as alive as I am? Oh, fuck! Yeah! Wow! That is sick!
Yeah.
Oh, I like that loads.
It's like a double meaning.
That's like some Dan Brown Da Vinci Code kind of shit right there.
We want it to be clever.
Basically, we want the Illuminati to take our souls and like so we thought the most amount of Illuminati shit we can put in like that, basically.
So sneaky little gift in.
That's nice, I like that a lot. Oh, it's gonna be like a fun fact in pub quizzes in the years to come, isn't it?
Fuck the Illuminati.
They don't exist, it's fine. We're not going into this on the radio. We've already got like an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. About 20 minutes left.
We got 20 minutes.
Not 20 minutes left. So yeah, like you said, Kendrick Lamar. Is that would you count that as a band influence, or is that just you really want to see some Kendrick?
We've got.
What's your band influence? Right, I'll tell you what. We'll go for it. You just get two. I'll start off with Harley, and we'll work our way around to Denny. Harley, two influences.
The Streets, straight up off the bat. Mike Skinner's an incredible lyricist.
Excellent.
Mike says exactly what's on his mind. I love that.
See if we can spin some out later.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a lot of where my influence came from. A lot of Gorillaz at the minute as well. I'm really taking a lot of influence from
that. That's funny, actually, you say that. I mean, I think music is always... It's always of the moment, like you're into different things at different times. And it's funny you say that you're into the Gorillaz at the minute, because Damon Albarn has got a new solo album coming out. So you didn't even know that.
No, not at all.
But yeah, he's just finished it and it'll be coming out by the end of the year.
Great.
But it's weird that you are into the Gorillaz at that point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's
weird
like
how these
signs
things happen.
Signs of the Times, like Age of Aquarius.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. But he's, I think, like, their albums are great. It's,
yeah, Demon Days is sick.
Yeah, like.
Truscott, what about you?
I don't know, man. Everything.
Well, come on, give me two. What are you wanting two? I don't want any for it. Everything.
What gets you up in the morning?
Yeah, what you listen to, bass wise. What you like. I love that bass line, I'm going to rip that off.
Queens of Stone Age.
Yay!
Yeah, there's one.
We've already played them.
Pink Floyd.
I'm Pink Floyd.
Oh, he's a massive Pink Floyd.
Only one.
So Chesney, it was Pink Floyd, now what is it?
Okay, well, these aren't going to have any relevance to the band, but for me, well, I don't know,
you're in the band, so it definitely has relevance.
Okay, so I listen to a lot of indie myself, so
yeah?
I'm into sort of like Macbeat style stuff, but a lot more melodic stuff really.
Yeah,
so definitely like the XX, people like that, like that's
cool, man.
Cool. I mean, I think you can hear
on
Ghost of Me. Man.
Yeah, like
sort of
the
guitar in the
back.
Yeah,
the melody definitely comes through, man.
What about you, Alex?
Straight up Chili Peppers, anything John Frusciante does, because he's Jesus Christ reincarnated.
And he looks like it.
Yeah, and he does look like it. Yeah, funny enough.
I saw Chili's live in 2006. It was sick.
I'm jealous because we saw them, but without John. And
oh,
John,
that's not the same, man.
Dude, John is just. Oh.
Josh was a good replacement, though.
I'd say like maybe hip hop style though. Like there's a lot of hip hop that like maybe Kendrick, Dark Time Sunshine.
Oh, straight up Dark
Time
Sunshine.
Frank Ocean,
straight
up. Yeah,
Frank Ocean.
I think that's like a whole element which kind of creeps in. Like that's all R&B and hip hop.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Definitely for the next EP.
Well, we'll let everyone else decide. And when is the next EP going to arrive?
That's still pipeline.
So, well, let's decide while we play the last track of this EP, which is what's the last track?
Fool!
Big shout out to Daisy, my Illuminati partner in crime.
There we go.
And this is before something gets said that I don't even want to know about.
Don't dream it, I don't dream it like, oh.
Yo, we're back. You've heard the vocals in the intro of it. Not really. I don't know why it's happening, but I'm sorry about that. If you want to know how to call it, am I alive as you are, or backwards, are you as alive as I am? Which I love. That's my favourite fact of the day.
In fact, this is actually a new Vaudevillains challenge to see if you can be as alive as us. So basically, you've got a post on our wall, videos of you guys doing the most crazy fucked up alive shit you can do. Like, I mean, like skateboard tricks, like snowboard tricks.
To be fair,
like,
I'd love
skateboard
that.
Basically
tricks.
Just extreme spots.
Yeah. Anything you find funny, hilarious, you want to do.
Yeah, post it on the
show us your vitality. We want to see your life form.
What's the Facebook link so people can get in
Facebook.com / Vaudevillains UK. Whatever way you want to like put it in case wise, it will turn up.
Fair enough. That's a good philosophy.
Yeah. So you Bandcamp as well.
Yeah,
Bandcamp.
You can all find
SoundCloud
on our Facebook.
And people can have the EP for free.
Yeah, it's free,
right?
Man.
Free download.
Free EP. Or if you want to donate some money to a great cause, then
we're never gonna say no.
Exactly.
Pompoko's is £4.50. So if you can spend this £4.50 per EP, just a meal.
Yeah, you can have a meal.
Pompoko's is so sick, though.
So sorry, chili dog, man. Oh my god.
Yeah, to be fair.
I don't know about that chicken thing. I don't know what it is. I just eat it with chopsticks and love life.
It's just the best, so man. The rice dishes.
So good. Are we just advertising Pompoko?
Yeah.
Go to Pompoko.
Can we give shout-outs by any chance?
Give a shout-out. Have shout-out time. We're going to play some streets in a sec.
We should shout-out to Win Winstonly Winning.
Yeah. Win.
The dude who pretty much had to produce our EP, this EP you heard.
Fantastic.
Without him, man, like, it would not be the EP.
Bigger Monster Studios.
Yeah.
Not Monster.
Black Wookie.
Okay, Monster Studios, no. Black Wookie, yes.
Black Wookie and Win, like, you.
Win actually, like, helped with much more than just the actual doing of the EP. He sort of gave us confidence
to pursue
our, like, he proper, I don't know, he's been a really big part of what we've been doing.
If you want any recordings, go to Win, he will sort you out.
Because when he gives a shit, he gives a shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, he gives a fuck.
Not very many people who go above and beyond.
Go the extra mile.
Yeah,
he goes beyond Call of Duty.
So that's a shout out to him. And this song is for him, I guess. And it's Has It Come to This?
Win, I love you.
This is such a good
tune. This is such a tune.
I love my
cheers, man.
I bet you, you're all going to go home and listen to original pirate material.
I'll
listen to pirate
material.
It's such a tune. All right.
Thank you.
The streets and the
break.
It's all right.
Thank
we're
you.
Come back. Thank you.
We'll have more.
Oh,
you got more. You got more time. There's more coming up.
I'm gonna shout to my mum again.
Has it come to this? Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. Has it come to this? Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. Make yourself at home. We got diesel or some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne. Turn off your phone because this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations. Web Henry with precision. A few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler. Lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia. And this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a club track. Pull out your sack and sit back. Whether you white or black, smoke weed, chase brown or toot rock. We're on a mission, support the cause, sign a petition. Summon all your wisdom, the music's a gift from the man on high, the Lord and his children. Triple team, you're a root boys. Come rain or snow, the Buddha flows. You don't know, stand on the corner, watch the show. Cause life moves slow. Sort your shit out, then roll. Sex, drugs and on the dole. Some men rise, some men fall. I hear your call, stand tall now. Has it come to this? Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. Has it come to this? Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. I'm just spitting, think I'm ghetto, stop dreaming. My data's streaming. I'm giving your bird them feelings. Touch your toes and touch the ceiling. We walk the tightrope of street cred. Keep my dogs fed, all jungle or garage heads. Gold teeth, Valentinos and dreads now. You're verbally slapped up, physically tip top, spinally ripped up. I do the science on my laptop and I get my boys mashed up. You're listening to the streets. You'll bear witness to some amazing feats. Bravery in the face of defeat. All line up and grab your seat. Cause Tony's got a new motor. SR Nova, driving like a joyrider. Speed into the corner. Your mother warns you, it's a sound system banger. Has it come to this? Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. Has it come to this? rhymes from Mile End to Ealing, from Brixton to Bounds Green. My spitting's dirty, my beats are clean, to smoke weed and be lean. I step out my yard through the streets, in the dead heat, all I got's my spirit and my beats. I play fair, don't cheat, and keep the gangsters sweet. Turn the page, don't rip it out at your age, move to the next stage. Lock the rage inside the cage, like SK, it's a new day. But don't take the shortcut through the subway, it's pay or play, these geese is what the gangway. Deep-seated urban decay, deep-seated urban decay. Rip down posters alike from last week's big garage night in the next Tyson fight. I cook them at 90 degrees Fahrenheit and don't copy the copyright. I got them in my sights, blinded with the lights, take them to dizzy new heights. Blinded with the lights, blinded with the lights, dizzy new heights.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh, oh.
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, 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 oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, oh, oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, oh, oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Oh, oh, oh. Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
All right, you just heard The Streets and The Bright Memory Review. We're here with Vodlins. We played that EP in full this evening. And yeah, it is the plug time. Go, plug whatever you need to plug, guys.
We are have a gig at The Hope on the 13th of June.
You should all come down.
It'd be very sexy if you could all come down.
Definitely. 21st of June, if anyone's about in London, we're playing at the Road Trip Bar.
In Shoreditch.
It's actually sick there.
It's such a great place.
We've
played there before and it was...
So much fun.
It's so good.
Great stuff. Really cool.
28th in Camden as well.
Yeah, 28th for Camden.
Is that Barfly?
Camden Rocks. So that's another Friday or Saturday night if you're about. Come along.
Excellent. All the big gigs in London.
Yeah, man, we're getting into a blue.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. I love your EP. I'm going to play it every time I can.
Shout out to Monkey Totes, who's been fucking shout for the religion since
And we're going to have a video for one of our songs off the EP coming very soon.
Sweet, when's that available?
In like 3 weeks' time.
Alright, so keep your eyes on YouTube, cats.
This is life.
Oh yeah, shout out to Lauren and Richard as well.
Yeah, the guys who are filming our video.
Hello!
Yeah. Alright, well, we're going to close. We're going to close. All the shout outs done.
Yeah.
Real good.
I love my mum.
All right.
Love my mum.
This is I Sat by the Ocean by Queens of the Stone Age. Thanks for coming on, guys. And good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. This has been the Brighton Review. Right, Brighton!